example, were cut and pasted and sent to the team leaders. Fundraising was cut and pasted, sent to the groups that do the fundraising, just so they're aware of this. Because, yeah, we have the kids from midnight until half hour after the school day, these gift cards.
That's right.
I think it really, in many ways, does not apply to us, and we're not overly marketed by Coke and candy bars and, you know.
We sell soda.
Yeah.
After 3:30.
Yeah.
A half hour after the school day ends.
All right, so I have a, does anyone have any other changes or comments to the wellness policy? I have a motion to approve the wellness policy.
So moved.
A second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? No opposition.
The second one that is required in order to allow us to stay within the federal meal program is the unpaid meal charge policy. Again, there was not much option in the language. I will just tell you that it has been our practice and it will be continuing to be our practice to feed kids who do not have food or do not have money to buy food that day. We are a very observant staff in the cafeteria. When they see a student is not eating, one of two things happens. The kids at the table start handing over food to the kid, or the staff member pulls the kid aside, takes them up. If we have spare lunches that have been cooked for the day, we give them one of those. If not, we put together something that makes up the meal pattern. So they have the protein, they have the carbohydrates, but all within the limits of what they're supposed to have. That's been our practice, that will continue to be our practice. I've heard some things in the news that are quite disturbing in terms of what they're doing at other schools, stamping kids' hands so that when they get home, the parents see that they have a debt.
Do what?
Yes, they have stamps and they stamp the hands of the kids.
That was one of the things that I read that it was forbidden, mm-hmm. the stamping or any kind of marking the child to show that they got a free lunch.
Giving them alternate meals that are very obviously different than what every other kid in the building is getting. And I think this grew out of that.
Okay.
Because, you know, as we do even with some of our activity fee stuff, why are we punishing the children for something that a parent is mm-hmm. responsible for?
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Mm-hmm. And we don't do that, so.
So on this particular policy, I had a couple of questions that I incorporated into the text. In particular, the program
I took them out.
Huh?
I took them out.
No, there's still one. This,
yeah.
Here, this all
I must not have printed out the most recent copy.
In particular, we identify the program Lunchworks. That's what we use. I was wondering if we wanted to put something more generic in there so that if we change software, we don't have to remember to revise our policy. Yeah.
I made the changes. I don't know.
You did make
you
that
print
change.
This from what I emailed you?
That's okay. The only thing I had.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're changed.
Okay. And then?
I took out the name of our person. Because I didn't want to identify that person because
yeah,
if the role changes.
Yeah, it just said the services manager can be reached.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Right.
So, okay. Well, actually, I had taken that out prior. Andy,
oh, no, it does say Lunchworks. Okay, whatever.
Andy Davis did this one. And then I took your comments and I made the changes and I just didn't forward it to Andy. Andrea.
All right, so for the one example, it says the student's parent or guardian will be emailed. Somewhere else in the policy it mentions that they might not have an email, so I thought we should add note sent home, is that, or a note sent home, you put that in, okay. With the noted changes then, Joe moves to policy 1004A with the noted changes, any second?
I'll second.
Jen seconds, all in favor?
No, any conversation?
Any conversation, I always forget that, give you a chance to discuss. Any discussion?
No.
No. All in favor?
That's sort of good. Because we discussed it before.
Right.
Before we make a motion.
We should. Robert's rule says you should make the motion, then you should have the discussion. But sometimes you need a background on the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Moved. So moved. What is policy 517?
517 is limitations on use of seclusion and restraint.
I believe, and I'm not as well versed in this, but I believe this is born out of regulation that has, is requiring that we have a policy on use of seclusion and restraint. And I believe that it's, it probably is here because of perhaps some methods that may have been used somewhere, whether it's in the state or outside of the state, on secluding or restraining children. And generally.
Does seclusion mean like putting them in timeout somewhere by themselves?
Solitary confinement?
It could be, yes.
It's more locked in.
But Lauren, I think it's, they're referring more to being, a kid actually being locked in somewhere, not just like you get a detention.
Yeah, not.
I think they're talking about, I mean, in mental health terms, it's really locking someone in a room.
Gotcha.
And it's really more, probably originally was born out of more, more serious circumstances and also with children who perhaps manifested different types of behavior where they may have to physically be restrained, okay? But we were told that we needed a policy on this. That came down from an email that we got that every school has to have one by such and such a date.
From the Department of Education?
Yes.
So where did we get the language for this?
So we got the language. I asked Denise Snyder, who is with, is special ed, because I thought my special ed person ought to be involved in this. And so the language for much of this and the ideas come out of Delaware Administrative Code 610, and that is in the preface here. So Delaware.
Except there's a typo, it says Co 610 and not code.
Okay, well, we'll fix that. So you can go into what are called administrative regulations, Delaware Department of Education administrative regulations, and they have an administrative regulations section. And those regulations are keyed generally to some law, okay, or some rule or regulation that the department is enact. When I talk about the department, I talk about the Department of Education. So you can go in and pull up that code, code 610. And so what it says in here is we're going to follow 610, but here's kind of our read on 610. It's really what this does. Code 610 is probably about 8 pages long. Okay. So we're going to follow those regulations regardless. We're required to follow those regulations. So just didn't want to put a 6-page policy together. That's what, basically what it boils down to.
Which is good. I like that. Now, in one at the end of the policy, it references that. So the teacher involved will basically draft their account of what happened. Mm-hmm. And then someone else will have to conduct an interview of the student and will also draft a detailed incident report. Now, who will be that person? Will that have to be you or Allie?
Be one of us. Mm-hmm. You know, and eventually, would we have, right now, we don't have any kind of form that does this. Whether we make a form, hopefully.
Which might be fair.
Hopefully we don't have circumstances where we need this, okay? But this will train us, school us in what are appropriate procedures.
Have we ever had a situation?
I don't remember ever having a situation, no.
Do we want to say an interview with this student involved will be conducted by a director?
We can.
I think so, just
as soon as back to that last sentence.
So add by a director. Mm-hmm. And then. So did you write this yourself, Trish, or did you find a model?
No, I didn't. I asked
Denise
to do it, and said here's the administrative code.
Oh, so okay. She did this from the code.
Mm-hmm. I could have done it, but I asked because I wanted her to go out and find out from other special ed people if there was something. I just thought it would be. Yeah, that's why I decided.
All right, so she drilled it down from the code to this. All right.
You feel that you need to recess?
tend to be comfortable?
I think my instinct would be to pass it, and then if we want to go back and look at it, we can always amend it.
That's kind of my instinct too, to pass it and.
Anna has a question.
Could I do one thing before I take the question?
Yes.
What did you want to insert in?
So in the very last sentence, an interview with the student involved must also be conducted by a director as soon as practicable.
Yes, okay, all right.
Anna?
Yes, in the part that say the report of the use of any type of restraint will be submitted in writing to the school principal no later than 24 hours. Why, I mean, 24 hours is perfect for me, sounds right. But why parents should be not notified later than 72 hours? Mm-hmm. I think that 3 days is too much. I mean, if nobody notified me from the school in 24 hours, I will, oh my gosh, like really upset.
Probably the response to that is in practice, if it happens here, the parent is going to be notified as soon as practical.
Uh-huh.
So it's not going to be 72 hours. However, the 72 hours is probably here because of if you're going to put something in writing, and it's probably going to be something in writing.
Yeah.
You're going to provide enough time for the school to be able to A, prepare the written document and make sure it's proper, and B, get it into a mailing system somewhere. In practice, if I had to restrain a kid, or Alan had to restrain a kid, or we had to restrain a kid here, I wouldn't be waiting 72 hours in any way that if we had a fight
That's
here.
Also just the written report on it.
Yes.
Like you would have a conversation, our practice, and there's other policies that state that when the parents are called immediately.
Yeah. Yeah. So is any way that we can put the note, like the addendum right here, like the parents will be notified within?
I think we want to protect the school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If this code says we have 72 hours, even if in practice we would do it in 24,
uh-huh.
if the code gives us 72 hours, I don't think we want to take that away from the school.
Uh-huh. Yes, I know that it's like trying to protect the school, but we are representing also parents and kids.
True. True.
Can we say maybe?
Not that it matters.
Leave it.
I agree with what you're saying, okay? I know in practice that is not what I wouldn't wait 72 hours.
Yeah.
I don't wait. I mean, it's just like call parents home over things that other people would never call parents home over. Okay?
So can we say parents will be notified verbally as soon as
possible?
Some term, and then follow up, and then they will also receive writing within 72 hours following the restraint incident. If we just wanted to throw something in there about a verbal.
Right.
As soon as reasonably possible or practical or whatever, or just leave it out all the way.
Because that is an issue, because I know working with people, like in the special ed community, there are things where, you know, you find out, you go to a meeting and you find out, well, your kid had to be put in restraint, your kid, and they're like, well, when the hell did this happen? And there is tremendous outrage. And I've seen that happen where, you know, you have a meeting on Friday and this happened on Monday and this happened on Tuesday, but nobody told you that your kid was held down by a teacher because they were trying to, you know, attack another kid. I don't think that would obviously happen here because we're not really running a situation where the kids are kind of fighting each other and attacking each other on a regular basis. But nonetheless, I think that it'd be a good thing to.
So to your knowledge, is there any kind of legal requirement that makes you do it more quickly?
Apparently there, I'm assuming there isn't a legal requirement that requires, I mean, I assume. Based on the fact that I've heard enough annoyed parents who are annoyed by the fact that they're not being notified within what they think is a reasonable amount of time when this is happening. In other situations, I'm talking to like residential situations and things like that where a kid is out of the home, like that the parent is not being called to say this is what occurred.
With a written notification of this, on this topic to a parent, I may want to floated by the board president or
the written notification
attorney.
And
it may take 72 hours to get that
written. Right. No, I agree.
Because it eventually may become a legal document in a courtroom.
Yes, exactly.
That's exactly right.
The verbal,
like
You might just want something about parent notification within a reasonable.
Yeah, within a reasonable, just a little.
Like it just says here, as soon as practical.
As soon as practical, yeah.
Do you have any idea what the training would be?
That was my other question, what's the training?
Clay's already been through the training, Clay Crum.
But it seems like the staff all need.
But there may, but there, Alan, in more recent legislation, okay, and pending, potentially pending legislation, all those trainings, I say all those trainings, you know, child sexual abuse, child abuse, blah, 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 that we keep getting these messages on, we have to be trained in. They're gonna do something with that on a 3-year cycle, okay? So I'm not sure if that's gonna be included in this 3-year cycle.
Usually it's like part of like a employee orientation thing with, you know, where they add in a piece if this would be part of the job.
I think the state, what's been happening now, every time a new rule is passed, a new law is passed, they come down, they say, oh, you need 30 hours of training, 3 hours of training. Bingo, you have to do that at the beginning of the year.
Right.
Then the next thing comes, bingo, you gotta do that. Bingo, you gotta do a new one.
Right.
All right, I think the state is taking a position this year because I just read something about it, that they're going to do something to rotate some of this stuff, that it's not, well, you've gotta do 15 hours of training on child abuse, sex abuse, this, and this,
okay?
But that you get it in a certain cycle. It doesn't relieve us of the obligation of knowing, okay? So we'll have to comply. If it comes down, if they come down and say, you gotta have 3 hours of training this year, or 30 minutes of training, or whatever it is, we're gonna have to do it. And we will do it. Because we have to do it.
Right.
Makes sense. So I am looking right now for the code section on my phone, but I can't, it's not coming, it's not popping to the top fast enough for me to check.
I've got it in writing in my office.
So how about if I make a motion that we approve policy 517 with, under the condition that we check on that 72-hour time frame to see if there is a shorter time frame that is required under that statute 610, and if so, that we insert the shorter time frame that is required. Is that something you can live with?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
My daughter.
Is there a
it's
second?
Your wife and your daughter.
Oh, my wife here too?
Yeah.
Is there a second?
Second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any discussion?
We have
all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, I would like to make a change to new business to add in a quick update on the conference that Joe and I attended as E. Is that acceptable? And then I think we're done with committee reports. Anyone else? And any old business?
What's the story on the meal RFP?
The meal RFP is required at least every 3 years. We went through it again. We had one bid from the company that we've been using.
How did that change that?
We'll find us another bidder.
Talk to Matt Mundock. You know Matt Mundock? He's a food service specialist.
Sydney Mondock's going to be a ninth grader. Jake Mondock's in high school.
Did I talk with him about websites?
I'll have him call.
So we had responses from two others that no, they weren't interested. One because it was Lighthouse because he was going to be out of the country for the summer, and another one because we're too far away. They have some of the charter schools up north. So. Their price went up 7 cents a meal. So I don't recommend that we raise the lunch prices, but we really don't have much option. We have to have something in place by June 30th, and we only have one option, but we do need to vote on it.
So are we voting on the increase?
You're voting on accepting the bid from Preferred Meals. And then if Mundoc wants to come next year and talk with me and submit some proposal, that'll be the next time we can change it.
Thank you.
It was advertised in the Cape Gazette. That's how we got, the Lighthouse got in touch with us. They saw it in the Cape Gazette.
So you're not recommending an increase in food prices, is that correct?
No, meal prices. I think we're already...
So we're going to eat the increase?
We're not making money on our lunch program. You're not supposed to make money on your lunch program.
Okay.
7 cents was on top of what price for the meal?
It was $3.22 this year. Now it's $3.29. And then we provide the milk.
So we pass along the 7 cent increase?
No.
No.
No, we don't. Okay.
No, not this year.
Okay.
So we need to vote on that.
All right.
We have to vote?
Yes.
I make a motion that we accept the proposal we have for food service for next year.
I second. Any discussion?
Hard as it is for me to say that.
You know what? Make sure that the minutes reflect Mr. Shell's desire for us to get some more bids in here next year. Please.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Motion carries. Paving bids?
Last month at the meeting, it was announced that the foundation was going to pay up to $150,000 of the paving. At that point, I had one bid from the firm that is doing the rest of the paving on site. I got names from the Shell Brothers for two additional contractors. George and Lynch, who are here currently, came in at $161,520 because the price of liquid asphalt had increased. So they're $161,520. Jerry's, which is the state, on the state bid list, came
Jerry's.
In at $159,813. Neither of those includes doing the lines for the parking. And Peninsula, a young man by the name of Fletch, came at $155,950, which includes the lining.
Oh.
So there's a no-brainer. We've met what the state requires in terms of procurement expectations, because anything over $5,000 needs to have three bids.
And we all know that now, right?
Right.
Wasn't that in the newspaper recently?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we've always done it.
We've always done it.
And that's why
right.
This is an over $5,000.
So you're comfortable with Peninsula even though they're not a known entity?
They do a lot of the Shell Brothers properties.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This guy Fletch?
Mm-hmm. I think it was Fletch.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, he is not a Shell Brother, though.
Okay,
no.
Good.
Not related.
Does he live in Lewis?
I've never heard of him.
Could I ask a question on this?
Mm-hmm.
After it's done, are we the ones, is Joe, are we the ones, or is the foundation the ones who says, yeah, that looks like a good paving job? And are we the ones, if we don't like the paving job, say, hey, we don't like where your lines are? Or is that foundation business? I mean, I'm really asking that question.
They're going to use the existing.
Particularly because we may be using an individual. I'm not opposed to taking the lowest price.
No, it's called Peninsula Paving.
Oh, okay.
It's not just one guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's a
and
it's
he's going to use the
bonafide company. Okay.
It's going to use the existing lines.
Okay.
As best he can see.
I get it now. It's not. It's not.
He's going to cover
this. It's
but
not an independent.
After this meeting is over, we have a new board member who has the skills to look at it.
Okay. All right.
Then
good.
Maybe we'll give lending to the school, but he'll be school.
And if anyone's interested, the scope of what they're going to do is on that.
The whole thing out there.
Everything.
Yeah.
Except for the new stuff back by the pool and by the.
So it's all the way up past the little
it's going to connect with the newer part by the middle school.
Right.
It's going to be these two, this area, and this area.
What about, what are we doing about the sidewalks? Have they been done? Or they...
No. I asked both of these people to get me additional bids, and neither one has provided those yet.
And that's probably something that we could ask Jordan Lynch to build into there as a change order to their contract for what they're doing out back. And just to, because that's just a grinder, usually it's, they don't add it stuff, they grind it, the one down that's raised.
These out here, they're cracked in half. There's like five or six of them.
Well, then they may have to
replace
those.
In half.
They're going to be doing cement work, and this is cement work.
Different
the
times of year,
though. One thing we need to get Alex to do is we need a power washer to work to clean those sidewalks. They're filled with dirt. And it's going to look really bad when we have a new square
stuff.
And these really grubby ones will look even worse than it does now. So during the summer, one of you guys can ask it to rent a power washer and power wash those sidewalks.
Who's Alex? Alex is an employee?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's a Mr. Outside. His dad is Mr. Inside.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
And he usually, I mean... He's done it before.
He's a really conscientious guy.
Very conscientious.
I'm thrilled with the amount of work hours that he puts in to keep the school looking good. Mm-hmm. It looked as good as it's ever looked at commencement. Mm-hmm. The grass was cut.
They
looked
did
like
a
golf
job.
Mm-hmm.
So, Alan, do we need to vote?
No.
Oh. Okay.
So you're just taking the lowest bid?
Mm-hmm. We don't even have to take the lowest bid if we have... justification for not taking those bids. We just have to have three bids, and I just wanted to present it so that you kind of see what that expense is going to cost us, because I don't think it was included in the budget that you voted on for next year.
When are they going to do this, Alan? Do
I haven't. I have not arranged it. I just got the final bid on Friday.
The lining would probably cost, I'm guessing, $15,000 to $17,000. So this peninsula bid is $20,000 cheaper than the other two guys because of what's included in theirs and not in the other guys' bids. So it's a good deal.
Right, and to make sure I was getting apples to apples, I gave both of them a copy of the George and Lynch one with all the amounts blacked out so they could see how much grinding they were going to do and rotomilling.
Okay.
All right, very good. Anything else in old business? New business, election of officers, discussed in our executive session, want to have a vote on candidate A.
So that's your board member, not officers.
I'm sorry. Board member, candidate A, a vote on whether or not he should be added as a board member. I make a motion that he be added as a member of our board. Is there a second?
Is there a discussion?
Well, we have to have a second before a discussion, I think.
Yes.
Is there a second?
Yes, there's a second. A second.
10 seconds. All right, discussion.
Any discussion?
It's the only candidate that we decided in closed session to bring forward. Is that correct?
Correct.
No further points.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Motion carries. All right, election of officers. So do we have a quorum if both Jen and I leave?
We can't leave.
You can't. You have to vote.
You can't leave. We have to vote.
You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You got 8 people here.
So
you wouldn't leave anyway.
You wouldn't leave. You don't need to leave.
Election for myself?
No,
you don't leave.
You're not getting elected.
You can vote for yourself if you desire, and you ought to.
I make a move that,
or you can abstain.
Susie Mitchell be our next president.
I'll second that motion. Is there any discussion?
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Motion carries. I make a motion that Jen Scott be elected as vice president. We have a second?
Second.
Lauren.
Lauren.
Discussion?
Is that really what we want?
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
That's great. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition?
Aye. I oppose.
The motion carries despite the one opposition.
Sorry,
no, I'm just joking. I'm joking. That's a joke. I'm a nice joke.
Just too easy to say that.
I know, right?
Summer collaboration, or that's everything there, right? Board interviews, that's everything there, correct? And any summer collaboration?
It's actually called summer collab. There is
what?
Summer collab.
I was wrong. I made her change it. Okay. She was right. I was wrong.
Summer what?
Collab.
Collab.
Just its abbreviation.
Oh, okay.
Last week, Gina and I and Mike met with Catherine Lindroth. And they run a combination arts, academic, sports program in the summer for students to try to diminish the unlearning that happens over the summertime.
Awesome.
I think they're doing them longer times up there. They would like to start a program down here. They need a place to do it. She's very confident she could probably get about 50 students to come. They'll do it instead of an extended 6-week program. They would just do it for 2 to see how it goes down here. There is a cost involved for students, I believe, of $200. They provide the instructors. It's usually a 1 to 10. So the kids would rotate through various things during the day in a group of 10. It might involve our pool, it might involve soccer, it might involve music, arts. I suggest she get in touch with, and then there's the academic components. And we specifically would focus on writing, especially if it involved our kids, our incoming sixth graders. That's the group we want to focus. We want to.
I was going to say, what is the age for this?
Well, it can span 6 to 9. They really are looking at incoming 6 and incoming 9, but they would not turn away 7s or 8s.
Hmm.
And you know, they would reach out perhaps to our writing teachers to see if any of them would be interested in being paid to do this during the summer for that 2-week period.
Is this for this summer?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Really? Wow. Okay.
So last night was sixth grade orientation, and they had 100 surveys that they turned out, that they passed out. 21 were returned. There is interest in summer help in reading, writing, math, science, but then there was also interest in swimming, sports, and other sorts of things. I don't think anyone specifically mentioned the arts, but I suggested to Catherine that she reach out to Clear Space, because Clear Space brings actors and musicians and off-Broadway performers from New York down, and by that time in the summer, they've got their shows pretty much down pat. They could do something else during the day, mm-hmm. and they probably would want the money. That's why they come down here anyway.
Yeah, they're
my house. So they had 21 surveys returned. 12 people had interest. 2 said it was a possibility. 4 said no. That doesn't add up to 21, but I'll talk with Gina about her math.
Now I'm worried about her.
Yeah, right.
These aren't my numbers. I haven't seen the survey. These are Gina's numbers. I'll throw her under the bus.
High math here we're talking.
And out of 17 that answered the question about the $200, 15 said it was not an issue. 2 said that it was.
With this, it's my understanding, Alan, and correct me, but there might be scholarship money available depending on the child's status. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Their need.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Status being need.
Being need, yes. And they would be handling that aspect. We wouldn't handle any of that, but they would based on the child's need.
They do have some funding. Catherine, which she called herself Catherine sometimes and Kat sometimes. So Catherine has already made connections with the Georgetown Boys and Girls Club, the Dagsboro Boys and Girls Club, and one other. And that's where I think she believes she could get her 50 students besides ours. They really are interested in having a group that crosses a lot of different
socioeconomic ranges
and ethnic backgrounds and things like that, to have a really diverse group of students, because they see benefits to everyone in having that. So that's, I guess, why she was sort of targeting or asking us to survey our parents last night, because it's probably a different demographic that's that's attending the Boys and Girls Clubs.
Yeah, I didn't check for them.
So when is the thing?
Late August, late July or early August is what they're looking at.
And they've done this before in...
Oh, Sally's just opened up their whole campus to them. That's where they do it up north. Sally's High School. And they just open up whatever, but they're careful not to conflict. If we need the stage for something, they're not going to have something going on the stage for the arts program. And because the groups are of 10, she said they just sort of, you know, go, and there's not like huge groups of people, of students moving through the building, so if meetings are going on, it's not disruptive.
So are they going to use this space for free?
That's what they're asking for this year. Mm-hmm. Now, she might be able to build a grant, develop a grant if it's successful this year, develop a grant for next year to compensate us on some level for the space. But we're already air conditioning the space. We're already using electricity in the spaces.
She didn't know what problem. A little extra time for the custodians.
Yeah. And they're supposed to clean up after themselves in terms of the custodial work.
Well, yeah. Alan and I we may have differences of opinion on this. The one thing that I'm a little, the one thing I would question, I think we've got the building here. If they're going to clean up, that's great. We're going to have the heat, we're going to have the lights and electricity. You know, we're running the place anyway, except places would be shut down. I mean, lights wouldn't be running in certain places, et cetera. But functionally, the building can run, and you got to have air conditioning and all those kinds of things. I guess the only question I have, and maybe I shouldn't bring it up now, but I am, the business about using the pool. I would hope, Alan, and I expressed this the other day, that if we have to expend money for lifeguards and those kinds of things for pool use, I would hope maybe we could recoup some of that somehow from their funds. But that's because that's a cost that we might not have to incur. Otherwise,
well,
we're going to incur that
certainly
cost.
If they're swimming lessons, that's part of their program. They need to pay for that. They're paying for the teachers. And I would have the conversation with Catherine.
Okay.
Because the other conversation I had with her, very frank, I said, a lot of resources have been put into the school. And we like to maintain a certain appearance. And we don't want groups in here. We tend to charge a little bit more for the use of our facilities because we want groups in here who are going to appreciate what they're getting, and they're going to leave it in as good a condition, if not better, than when they came in. And I said, so if there's an issue where, you know, things are getting destroyed, things are getting written on in the bathrooms, then this partnership would come to an end pretty quickly. And she was pretty confident that the kids that she would be bringing here and the counselors that she would be bringing here would be on top of those kinds of things and would not leave, you know.
Because if they're going to have a 1-10 ratio, which is what she says, that ought to be sufficient to monitor and do those kinds of things.
I actually have a question about whether they're going to use the pool when we have paying members and they're using the pool.
Probably. But we're also having the Boys and Girls Clubs in here this summer while we have paying members in there for swimming lessons because of our partnership with the Michael Phelps grant.
Right.
But they're small groups.
For, right? Like that.
There'd be 10 kids at a time.
Oh, this is 10 kids at a time?
Yeah, each of the little rotations.
So the pool's big enough that they could just use a part.
Absolutely.
And there would be other. Okay.
Unfortunately,
she is supported by the Longwood Foundation.
Yes,
that's correct.
That's why they came down to us. I think if she doesn't have the funds to rent the space at some nominal amount this year, I imagine she will in the future. But she may have it this year. We need to ask her. Mm-hmm. Can you pay whatever?
We did, and she said that, you know, she could look at her budget again, but she really was hoping that maybe this year, for our first year, we would. You know, since it's new and wasn't planned in advance when she wrote her grant, that maybe we could work out something where we did not. I wanted to get feedback from you all just to say, yes, move forward, no, it's not a good time. I think the appearance to the community, that with our Boys and Girls Club coming in for swimming lessons, will bring us a lot of good and positive attention.
It's good out.
Okay. Oh, yeah. It's a great idea.
And another outreach effort.
It is a good social outreach effort.
Yes.
I think it doesn't sound like there's many drawbacks. I think that there's definitely a lot to be gained from it, so.
Do our kids get preference?
She wants about 50, and we only have, what?
12,
yeah.
I don't think it would be hard to find if they needed 50 kids in our school. If you were saying that there was an, like, a program that would have arts and sports and music and this and that, like.
I'm thinking if they have more than they, more applicants, do our kids get preference? Can our kids get preference?
I don't know, but it seems to me, again, if the board has no problem with doing this, just seems to me that if we say, okay, go do it, then we kind of put it, let them run it, let them manage it, let them take care of it. And if we have come to some, if we decide, hey, you're not keeping this place clean enough, or you're, this isn't within the scope of our agreement, then we tell them, but I think to do it one time.
Yeah.
I would think that the only thing, and I know I will do this, I would still push on the point that it doesn't cost us money. And if we're gonna hire a lifeguard, that's costing us money.
Right, and it's good social outreach for minimal cost to us, and minimal administrative work, and minimal, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So do you need a motion?
No.
No.
Okay.
The next two things I'd like votes on, I'd like to get roles in FSF, which is the financial planning, and in FIRST, which is the payroll human resources, for Janet Owens, so that she can get some training this summer. Right now, our office staff is so little that it's hard to separate and segregate duties, and we get dinged for it all the time, but it's just, there's no other option. And, you know, there are times when Trish isn't here and things need to be approved, or I'm not here and things need to be approved in FSF, that if we had a backup person, they could do it. I'm not supposed to approve my own credit cards, and I don't. Trish has now taken that over, but it'd be nice to have someone else who could do it.
Okay, agreed. Thanks.
Is she the logical person to?
Excuse me?
Is she the logical person?
Yes.
You mentioned Janet Owens.
Yes. And then in FIRST, you know, there are certain things that I have to change for Franny, because she can't change in her own personnel records, and certain things that need to be done, that if I have to do them, I have to get board approval before I can do it. So this would take that out, you know, help with that too.
Do we need to vote on that?
Yes, you need to vote on this.
Okay, I make the motion that we give Janet Owens roles in
FSF.
FSF and PHS FIRST.
Second.
Chris seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any discussion?
Sorry.
I gotta figure that out.
Any opposition? Excuse my snort.
That's all right.
I would also.
By the end of the year.
I would like, also like to add her as a signer on the checking accounts in PNC, for the same reason. Two people have to sign everything, and, you know, there are times I'm out of the building and need to check.
So I make a motion that we add Janet Owens as a signer on the PNC bank accounts.
Second that motion.
Joe seconds. Any discussion? No. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposition? Motion carries. I would like to thank Lauren for her 3 years of service. And I am perfectly willing to let her keep the gift and stay on the board.
There you go. She's been debating down here.
She is really debating. If you reconsider, please let me know. Thank you. I've really enjoyed working with you.
I want one of those.
You want one? You're not going to get one unless you leave, which I won't allow
no,
that.
No, but ours has the old school on. I want with the logo.
Oh, I want one with the old
logo.
Lauren, would you please show it to our two administrators?
We've seen it.
That's right. I forget about it, but mine sits on my coffee table. Oh, mine sits on one of my tables in my house.
That's very nice.
Yeah, mine's
my living room.
Nice.
Mine's on my